B-Pod Studios.
Clock out. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Massanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia. 3 o'clock hours brought to you by Corporally's Bakery and Deli, world famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays, every bit as good. You got some news there, Andrew?
Yeah, we have the starting lineup for tonight and no Rhys Hoskins in the lineup tonight. Remember, he got hit in the hand yesterday.
Yeah, so and he's no been Rhys struggling Hoskins. A little bit.
Yeah, but I think they would have taken him out, although Logan Morrison did have that pinch hit yesterday, even though he should have been cut and the first base coach should have been fired.
I would cut him.
After he got picked off.
I would have cut him.
The first base coach shouldn't be fired, but...
I would have cut him.
Like, come on, there's no way that can happen.
I tell you what.
That was a rally killer at that point of the game.
Yep, they're getting ready to have to activate a pitcher, that Hughes guy. So somebody has to go. It shouldn't be Haseley. It should be Logan Morrison.
Haseley's got to stay, but... Because Rhys is out of the lineup, member of Club Tyrone, Roman Quinn, will be batting leadoff tonight.
Oh, he's batting leadoff tonight?
Yes.
He's batting leadoff tonight?
You want the full lineup?
Yeah.
Quinn batting leadoff.
Uh-huh.
Bryce Harper second and right.
Like it.
JT Realmuto third behind the plate.
All right.
Corey Dickerson fourth and left. Gene Segura fifth playing shortstop. Logan Morrison sixth. Scott Kingery seventh at third. Cesar Hernandez eighth. And Vince Velasquez on the mound.
So not only is he not cut, he plays today after getting picked off like that?
Yeah, that was terrible.
Come on.
The first base coach should have been reprimanded for that.
Yeah,
you got to see the guy sneaking up behind you on that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, we've been talking about the Phillies mostly. Eagles calls are welcome after the preseason game. Thorson played pretty well. I think he's actually played well enough to make the team now. And I think, you know, sometimes injuries... cost you, and I'm still looking for another person who might be able to make a good point, a good reason as to why there should be a single snap taken by Carson Wentz in the preseason after what happened the first two games. 610-632-0975. Greg in Bethlehem, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Hey guys, I saw that Grand Salami last night. It was just unbelievable. I was flipping back and forth and just happened to be bottom of the ninth and figured, well, let me check this out. And, you know,
it was it was worth it.
Oh, my God. I get goosebumps just thinking about it, you know. But the thing that's different in the last two games is the hitters were aggressive.
Yep.
You know,
absolutely.
Very seldom did they just watch a grooved fastball go by while they were sitting on an off-speed thing. Mike and I, we talked about this, I think, on Wednesday, and we said, just, you know, be ready, and if it looks good, swing. And, you know, the last two games, they've been doing that.
And look at the difference. And Darvish had it going. But the mindset still remains, see a pitch, hit a pitch. It's not work a count. It's not pass it to the next guy. Like Harper down 0-2 could have been the type guy to have the mentality of trying to find a walk and then pass it to the next guy. No, just go out there and finish the game. And and Charlie made a point. The one thing he did say, and Charlie's been very deferential to Gabe and trying to make Gabe feel comfortable, but the one thing he said is, I'm not here to teach guys to walk.
Yeah,
and I think it already shows in two games.
Absolutely. I mean, it's night and day difference from the way they looked on the road trip.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Greg. Hey, Andrew, real fast. The longest winning streak so far this season for the Phillies is 4.
Correct.
They're at 3 right now.
Correct.
Do they get to 5? Meaning, can they win the first 2? And get to 5, which would be the longest winning streak of the season.
If they win tonight, they do, because they're facing Chris Paddock, who's a very good young pitcher for the Padres. So if they win tonight, that's another good pitcher that they beat, and then they move on and win that 5th game. And if they win 5, they win 6.
Okay.
They'll sweep the Padres, but they have to win tonight.
See, that's what I'm waiting for. Now we've seen the star play like a star. The next step is put together a little streak. 1990. And we're now getting pretty late in the season now.
Yep.
Was the last time they had this short of a winning streak. So even so, and there was some bad baseball between 90 through to now. All of those seasons had at least a five gamer, except for 1990. It was literally the last time they only had a four game winning streak. That's the next thing that will probably need to happen if they're going to get into that wild card.
And one of the things I looked up yesterday during the midday show, we looked up how many times they've had at least a winning streak of three games this year.
Yeah.
So yesterday is another three game winning streak. That's now nine. And that's not a lot. That's 27 wins. Right?
Yeah.
And it's not like they had a three-game winning streak turn into a 10-game winning streak, which took away opportunities to get to three wins. No, right. It's been three wins, done. Three wins, done. Four wins that one, or twice they did four-game winning streak, and then done again. Only nine times they've reached at least three wins in a row?
Yeah, see, that's the flaw. And that also means they haven't had a ton of losing streaks, but they did have that seven-game in a row. They need a seven-win in a row. They need a little stretch. And last night, I think, can be the catalyst for that. Let's hope that it happens. Let's hope that it happens. David in Lebanon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Ty. How you doing, man?
What's up, David?
Nothing much, man. That was amazing last night.
Right.
So, I called and said I was going to talk about the Phillies, but I got to plug something really quick about the Eagles, too. But let's talk about the Phillies first. This is it, man. I really honestly do believe that that season is turned around. We are seeing it happen right now. It's exciting. The bats are, popping. It's a great time, man. I can feel it. It's going to turn around, and it's happening right now. I really honestly believe that. I really do.
Now, I hear you. I share your optimism. Is it the Charlie effect? Is it Harper? Is it a mix? Why is it turning around?
Oh, Harper hasn't really been playing that bad this season. They were saying his numbers are pretty much average to what he usually does, and he has that moment in his season where
you got to remember he was expected to do more because of this ballpark.
Because of the ballpark, true.
The thinking was he would have more nights like last night. I mean, no one's going to have a lot of nights like.
Well, you know what? We'll
more multi home run games and things like that because of the ballpark, and it hasn't happened.
Right. But it's happening now, and I feel it, man. I really feel they turned it around. I think Charlie the Angel, has come into town, and I think the script is completely flipped, man. It's you can see it. It's palpable, you can feel it.
I got you. What do you have on
the Eagles? About it, man. It's there. They're hitting balls that they should be hitting. It's baseball, David.
What do you have on the Eagles?
All right, so. Carson Wentz. All right. So last night, if that wasn't a sign from the football gods that Carson shouldn't be playing, I don't know what else can be said. It's this, and I'll piggyback on what you said, Ty. There is 100% chance that he will play the first game of the season if he does not play in the preseason. That's it, man. Cut and dry. Simple.
Yep. And I do welcome a case other than, you can't protect him. So what, you wanted to take extra hits now? It was very odd, that one person who really wanted him to play. So because you can't hide him, you want him to take more hits now and possibly get. And if you look at it, neither injury is the type injury that's a season ender or anything like that. That's, to me, more the point. I don't need him to get nicked up. I think Carson worked really hard. I know for a fact Carson worked really hard to change his whole bio, everything, his whole biomechanics. He hasn't eaten pizza in 7 months. He had to give up the deer meat because of inflammation. He had to make a lot of wholesale changes. I believe his body is not, I don't believe he's going to have another season-ending injury. But no one is immune from an ankle sprain. Nobody's immune from a concussion. We've learned that, unfortunately, the hard way. Fluke things happen in football, in any sport, actually. No one's just immune to that. Keep him off the field because I don't want anything fluky happening to him that makes him enter the season. Oh, he's a little gimpy on this leg. Oh, this is bothering him. I want him to be whole. And if it happens in the regular season, happens in the regular season. Like Tom Brady, Eli Manning, all those guys that play a lot of games, they all have been nicked up and had to play through things, though, at times. But those injuries happen in their regular season. I can't take the risk. And it's almost like they're cursed in a way. Like it's screaming, like the caller just said. Don't play him, because if you play him, he's going to get hurt. It's all like, because apparently that's what's going to happen. You had a late hit that broke a wrist, and this time a veteran quarterback that's supposed to be savvy misses the blitz outside. Dillard does what he's supposed to do. The guard kind of messed up. But still, he's got to come out hot, and instead he gets crushed and ends up concussed.
Yeah, Matt Pryor messed up again.
Yeah, Matt Pryor.
He's having a bad preseason.
Having a bad preseason. And there's competition behind him.
And they always talk about how great he is. How many times have you heard Howie Roseman, Doug Peterson say, oh, well, we got Matt Pryor?
They have a couple undrafted guys that may need to start, may move ahead of them. That's why we're hearing the Big V trade rumors. They signed that tackle today.
Yes.
From the military.
Toth or Toth. I need to figure out how to pronounce
it. Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it either. And I don't know if he's going to make the team, but people think most likely he's a practice squad project only because
it's not to a 3-year deal.
Yeah, but it's not guaranteed.
Okay.
So it's like you sign him, you give the guy some money, you know, a little bit of a bonus, get the guy's life started, you know, getting the waiver, but he ends up on your practice squad. Only because, unless he's a really, really fast learner, because he's missed basically all the official camp, because camp's officially over, and 2 preseason games. So for him to pass somebody, either they do make a trade, which means Brooks gets cleared. If Brooks is cleared, then maybe they do make a trade, and they get something for Big V, and then he the numbers, maybe you can figure out a way to have him on the squad, but deactivate him or something like that. So, but we'll find out. I don't know what kind of shape he's in. Maybe he's been having football camp. But that's what I read, that it's they like him, but it might not be realistic for him to make the team this year. But if he does, they have him on the cheap for 3 years.
Yeah, it is telling, though, that Stoutland loves him, right? And he was at the Senior Bowl, and apparently all these offensive line coaches went up to him afterward.
Last year, like this past one, the one before, and apparently he impressed everybody.
And he's the first player from Army to participate in the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, and that was the year Army was really good. So there's something there. And I actually trust this team when it comes to offensive linemen, except for Pryor. He looks like he's struggling. And he also has how many penalties? I think he has 5 penalties in 2 games.
Yeah, he had 3 in the first game.
And yeah, I think he had 2 yesterday. So that's also not good. 5 penalties. He's struggling a little bit. Sam and Drexel Hill, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Sam?
Nothing much. First off, John Kruk is a national treasure.
He is.
I could not imagine that if it was Ben Davis announcing.
No.
Oh, my God.
We can't have that. Ben Davis did a good job. Ben Davis did a good job.
No, that wasn't a knock at Ben Davis, but it was more.
It was. That's not right. But Kruk is a national treasure. The positive thing you said is true.
All right. Well, then I apologize.
All good.
Also, is it bad that I didn't even have any interest in watching the Eagles game last night just because it's preseason and Wentz isn't playing and none of the starters are playing?
No, but you missed the running backs all look good yesterday. That's something. The offensive line, the backup offensive line opened up a lot of running holes. Big V actually played really well at guard. There was some, you did miss some things, but no, I don't blame you.
All right, cool. I was watching the Phillies game and I thought I should flip to the Eagles, but that wasn't any much better. And then I saw they were winning and it wasn't really worth it to, you know, leave the Phillies, especially because of how the game ended.
Yeah, there's no problem. But you did. I'm saying the game wasn't. If you watched the game, you didn't come away with nothing, even though the starters didn't play. And Sanders looks like you really get it. Sanders looks really good, and he's stoned. And this is a big thing. People question his blitz pickup in college. He stoned a 250-pound linebacker coming up the middle on a blitz in the game. A lot of guys that break down film pointed that out. So he stuck his nose right in there. We'll ask Brian Westbrook about blitz pickup for a young running back and how you learn how to do that kind of thing. He really showed something yesterday. Actually, all the backs showed. And Boston Scott, finally, it may be too late, but he played well late in that game. It was actually a fun game to watch if you watched any of it, the game. It wasn't a waste to watch. There was always somebody on the field that you had some interest in.
Yeah, after I got back from Club Tyrone post the Phillies game, I actually went back and watched the Eagles game.
Watched it on the DVR.
And I was actually entertained. For the most part. Now, of course, as soon as Kessler went down, because I said it to Jason earlier, I didn't check the score at all while I was at the Phillies game. Like, I wanted it to be fresh when I watched it. I didn't check Twitter. And when I saw Kessler go down, I was like, you got to be kidding me. Here we go again.
But Thorson, he stood tall. And he said he just had no clue what to expect in the first preseason game. And some guys are just better in games than they are in practice, because he's had some struggles in practice, too. God looked... If you're asking me...
He underthrew Greg Ward a little bit.
Yeah, he wasn't perfect.
Right.
You got the threshold in which I'm saying I think he could be better than Kessler.
Serviceable.
Yeah, he could become a serviceable guy. You can develop him. He's not ready now, and if everything goes to plan, he'll dress for 2 weeks, and then he'll be holding a clipboard because Sudfeld will be your backup and Wentz will play all 16 games and hopefully that's it. Hopefully he doesn't play at all. But I saw enough. If I'm choosing between the two, I want the younger guy because I know what Cody Kessler is. This guy might be, I saw a maybe. That's all you're looking for with these young quarterbacks is a maybe. I saw enough to think maybe. And I actually think that Adams and Scott, I don't think they're going to make this team. I think another team's going to end up picking them up. Because they showed, I mean, I don't know. Adams fumbles a lot, though. Boston Scott, if he can actually return kicks, somebody with injuries to running backs, I think he may end up sticking in the league.
That's why I'm surprised that they re-signed Darren Sproles. I know they got him for really cheap, and yeah, I get the idea of bringing him back. Him. Yeah, they trust him.
They trust
but
him.
They like Boston Scott, too.
They did
last year.
Yeah, they did last year. That's why I was surprised about Sproles, too.
But he has not had a great camp up until yesterday, where right. He did absolutely play well. And it's a tough game. It's a cold game. We assume Sproles is a lock, but it's a cold game.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he gets hurt again.
No, it's not just that. It's like teams do jerky things sometimes.
Intentionally.
Like,
right.
Not even intentionally. It's like, oh, we thought we were going to have you, but this young guy. And we like, it can be cruel sometimes, the league. The league can be cruel sometimes.
I don't know. He's Deuce's guy.
I think he's back. I think it's 99%, but I don't think it's 100%.
I don't know. No, I feel like he's a lock.
I think he's a lock.
No, I think he's a lock.
99.
He's holding that 1%. That's all.
All right, 1%. Fine.
I don't think Boston Scott will necessarily make it to a practice squad if he does what he did last night again. That's basically the point. And he's going to get more opportunities because I don't know how much we're going to see these starters.
Right.
So if he does it again and he keeps on putting up this great tape and you cut him, I don't think you'll be able to get him to your practice squad because somebody else will say,
someone else is gonna
I need
pick
a
him
guy
up.
That can return. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. And then sometimes when that happens, teams go, well, we have to keep him because we don't want another team to get him. That happens sometimes. That's all. I don't think it's going to. I said 99, but I can't rule it out. Charles in State College, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Let me start off by saying, first of all, I'm so happy you, Tyrone, and Andrew are in the big chairs today because no offense to Mikey Mist, we love him, but he'd probably be playing devil's advocate trying to get us back down to earth this afternoon.
No, Mike's a legend. Let's keep that, but he would probably be taking us back down to earth. Mike's way has worked well for Mike for a long time. I ignore good advice, and I jump in. I just dive right in. I'm all the way back in on the Phillies instantly.
Yep, and that's why I called them, just like you two today. First of all, I just want to say that I agree with you guys 100%. The hit itself was incredible, but the call is the part that gave me chills, just to hear him say out of here. And that's the first thing I remember, is it was kind of nostalgic to me. And that was the part that really threw me off. So that was incredible. It was a great game to watch. And I'm just like you guys. When stuff like this happens, I mean, I'm all the way in. Like, I find it hard to stop myself from getting excited about Bryce Harper hitting a grand slam. And by the way, did you see the video of the heckler?
No, I didn't see it. After your call, what Andrew talked. Go ahead. Tell me about the heckler.
Well, I will tell you now, but it's not so friendly language for radio. But when you get a chance, I'm sure Andrew's seen it or someone's seen it.
Yeah, I'll
get
find
a chance
it.
On break. Yeah, okay. Yeah, look that up.
He was heckling Bryce. Who was he heckling?
Yeah, he was heckling Bryce Harper on his way back to the dugout shortly before his grand slam to win. But well, it's definitely a good watch.
He went home upset, didn't he? He cried in the car.
So Bryce went 1-for-4 last night.
Uh-huh, but look at the one.
That fourth,
so it's 0-for-3 up until that point.
So right. He was walking back to the dugout after his third at-bat where he got out, and the guy goes, $330 million to go 0-for-3, huh, Bryce? And he had like a New York accent, or at least closer to a Midwest accent. It was not a Philly accent.
Okay.
So I don't know if he was a New York fan that was just there, or if it was a Chicago fan, because there were a lot
Chicago
of Cubs fans there last night.
With a weird accent, because the Chicago accent, when you leave Chicago, mix is weird.
Okay, so maybe it was a mixed weird accent.
Like if he was Chicago till he was 15 and then been in Philly since, he'll have a mix of like the Northeast
right.
And Chicago in one accent.
Right.
It gets wild.
So he said, for $330 million. And he said, go bleep yourself. And
what?
The next at bat.
He said that?
Yeah, he said, go bleep yourself to the fan.
Good.
Oh, good. Harper said that
to the fan.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Oh, good.
So
yeah.
Now,
good.
I said this earlier on the midday show, we need to plant a fake Padres fan now. Because if you remember going back to the Giants series, that guy was chanting overrated, and he hit two home runs that game. And the second time around, he did the shush sign. when he crossed home plate.
You know.
And now last night we had that. So we have to plant a fake Padres fan.
That's going to be hard to find. We'll give him $50 in seats.
I will admit, I have a Padres hat.
All right, we'll give it to somebody. Because here's the thing. When he won the MVP, he was hated around baseball.
Yes.
And he seemed, some people, I understand this. I don't know why I understand this. But there are people out there in the world that are more comfortable being hated than loved.
Yes.
I am one of those people. That hate space, I'm very comfortable in.
I know you are.
Get uncomfortable in that space.
Yeah.
And my pulse drops, actually, when other people's rise. The hate is, I embrace hate.
That's why we balance each other out really well, because I'm like, everyone needs to be nice.
And I'm like, no one has to ever be nice. So I think that he, because he's, I think, one, matured, and he's trying to make a good impression on a new city, he's dialed it down a lot personally. That's made him much less hateable. He's been less hateable. And I think it's probably taken away his edge. And since people started hating him again this last week, look what's happened.
He's owning the hate.
That's what I mean. He might be one of those guys that enjoys, I'd probably get along with him.
You two would probably be two peas in a pod.
Right. And we wouldn't, the problem is we would never hang out. Because, I'm not texting him. He could text me if he wants to hang out. And he would say the same thing.
Yes.
So we would never hang out.
Right.
But if we ever did, in happenstance, I think we get along.
Wait,
for
then how can he come to Club Tyrone?
I mean, because it's a public place.
You Bryce come, Harper. He
come
right.
on in. Come well, on in.
And I was thinking that about Kayla's tweet when she said that Grinch, I've never seen that Grinch like run. Like, he was so in the zone. He's like, not only am I going to run this out, he's like, I'm going to sprint.
He's 15 seconds to get around the base.
Grinch-like. Like, that term in and of itself,
NBC
so
Sports
awesome.
Philadelphia did, they tweeted out, and Amy Fadul tweeted out the timer. It's 15 seconds to get around the base. He almost caught the guy. he almost caught out. Like, he's like, you know that's an out. 610-632.
That was sick. Wow.
He did do that after the game. There was a lot of drops in that game last night.
Yes, there were.
They reloaded our whole audio
file. Oh, my God.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, my God.
They already have, real fast, I know we're going, 610-632-0975. The Jim Ross from wrestling, oh, my God. There's already a thing where they're playing the Kruk and the Jim Ross, oh, my God. And they have Mankind getting thrown off the cage onto the table using Kruks, oh, my God. Already. The internet's undefeated.
And they had Kruks for A Tribe Called Quest.
Yes.
Yes.
This is the greatest. That game was the greatest. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Mike Missanelli Show.
What's this NERD right here? 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. That's the sounds of NERD play. And now it's time to update our Twitter poll. And that's brought to you by Paul B. Moyer and Sons.
That's right. Ty, we have over 800 votes on this one so far. Does last night's win convince you that the Phillies are back? 49% say yes, 51% say no. So still split.
Still split. And that tells me that my positivity today is drowning out the negative element in the city.
I agree.
Which shows that should be a lesson for me. A lesson that I will not listen to. That positivity is better than negativity.
I've been preaching this for years.
Yeah, okay.
I think you've become a little more positive. Last couple of times that you filled in for Mike, you've been pretty positive.
Yeah, it might be.
I think Tyrone has opened a new light to you.
And I think because he sits in here with me.
I'm sitting in there. Also,
I'm always like, things are looking up.
Mike is not the most positive guy in the world.
No.
So sometimes being counter to him is fun.
Yeah.
If I can be completely honest.
Yeah.
So that has led me to the light.
I do wish that he was here today just to hear what he had to say about last night's game. There's a part of me. I mean, when is he coming back?
Wednesday.
So we're not even going to get to talk about it with him.
And I'm off next week.
No, you'll be able to talk about it.
In North Wildwood, New Jersey.
You can talk to them all about on Wednesday because they'll be winners of 8 straight at that point.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah, 6 and then 2. No, they'll be 7.
Okay. They'll be going to win 8 straight that
night. Because it'll be 6 on Sunday. They're off on Monday. Tuesday will be 7. And then Wednesday, so it'll be 7 in a row.
Yeah.
He better be back on board by then.
If they
If he comes back Wednesday and he's not on board,
I'm calling into the show. I'm calling the show. Hey, Mike, I'm from the beach. How come you're not positive?
Let's go. All that Charlie magic.
But please, don't think that if you are negative that you cannot call in. People do not have to agree with me. If you want to be right, you'll agree with me. But you don't have to agree with me. So make that clear. I don't want to drive away the negativity. Don't be afraid. I just want to know why you're still negative.
You want to hear John Crux singing?
Sure.
Oh my God! 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 Oh my God!
That is great.
The internet is undefeated.
The internet is undefeated. Father Time and the internet never going to lose. Chuck in Ridley Park. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello, sir.
What's up, Chuck?
Go Phillies, man. You guys, I'm watching you guys right now, and I see the joy in your faces. And I'm just a diehard fan, and that game was just unbelievable last night. I mean, JT, Romeo, I mean, the whole team, Roman, Quinn, they're together, man. And Bryce Harper hitting that grand slammer in the ninth just said it all. You know, I really believe there's hope. You know, I mean, I'm a diehard Philadelphia fan. Go ahead.
You know, so you're now filled with hope. So tell me, Chuck, how's the rest of the season play out? I'm going to let you go ahead and tell the story, Chuck. We're sitting there August 16th. What happens the rest of the way?
Am I speaking to Tyrone?
Yes, you are.
Tyrone, I'm looking at the overall picture, being a Philadelphia fan. I just think this way. Win, 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 man. Continue what you're doing and let the future predict the future. You know, it's too early to say World Series, Tyrone. Too early for that. We all know that. But you know what? If we make it that far, I believe we'll win it. We'll win that World Series.
Whoa. Whoa. All right. Now, I like the enthusiasm. Let's just one step at a time. Let's get into this is all I ask. I'm going to start with one. The wild card game is October 1st. First things first is October baseball. If we get October baseball, I'm happy. The later in October the baseball goes, the happier I will be. But I'm not ready for World Series just yet. But I am ready for October baseball. If they don't play October game, to me, the season's a failure. If they play a game in October, the season's a success, especially under the circumstances. And the manager, if they play October baseball, the manager's back. If they don't play October baseball, who knows? Because now we something we thought was locked in is no longer locked in because it appears that owner is not the happiest camper in the world.
And if they're playing October baseball, Charlie's got to be back next year, right? As a hitting coach?
I don't think he'll want to come back.
Well, what if he okay. They get to the playoffs.
No, I shouldn't say. Does Klintak and Gabe want him back?
I don't care. And John Middleton shouldn't care. Because if they hit the cover off the ball from here until the rest of the end of the season.
And they slug their way into the playoffs.
They make the playoffs. And let's say he's not back next year as a hitting coach. And they start slumping for the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's going to be Charlie Chance all over again.
Now, Charlie's 75. We don't know if Charlie wants to travel.
And have all that, all that on him. He did that, for years.
Right, and we don't know that, but...
Hey, Phil Regan with the Mets, he's 82.
Look, I think...
I know, and more and more, there's those baseball lifers. And the wives don't even want you home. What are you doing sitting around here? Go to the ballpark. Like, that happens. That Frank Robinson talked about that. There's a lot of guys where they go, you play 20 years, and then they go...
What are you doing around here?
Go do it. And then they end up back in the game. That does happen.
Now, I think if they do make this run and they end up in the playoffs and they're playing October baseball, Charlie, they'll want him back. I think the entire organization's going to want him there if that's what works.
Including Klintak and Gabe?
Yes.
Nothing about this seems like they made this choice.
Right. If they get to the playoffs, their jobs are saved. So they should want him back.
Well, no, and that's what works for the team. Whether or not it's actually what their idea was or if that's what they think that fits, whatever's working, you don't fix what's not broken.
You don't
right?
Break.
You don't break what's fixed?
I don't know.
No.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's it.
There it is.
There.
That's so a good cliche.
Yeah. Took us a minute. But yeah. You know what I'm saying.
We found it. Yeah. That's true. That's true. I think a balance is what's appropriate.
I like the balance, too.
Baseball, every sport. Sixers are heavily analytic, but they also just have talent. The Eagles are heavily analytic. Sometimes just go play football. If you block the guy in front of you, it kind of doesn't matter what play you call sometimes. Like, if you give a quarterback enough time, it doesn't matter what the play is, a receiver's going to get open. If you open up a big enough hole, doesn't matter what you call, the running back's going to find the hole. And I think with baseball, they have to remember, if you have good players and you let them do what they do, they'll have success. And every Santana hit another home run last night. And I know we're being positive, but I just can't help but wonder. If Charlie was the hitting coach last year, did Santana last year have a season like he had the year before he got here and the year he's having this year? I can't help but think that. Because the guy hits everywhere but here. I can't help but wonder about
that.
And
is he still here?
Probably not, because you can't have that butcher out there in left field. He's got to be at first base. I mean, he was...
I know we had to hit the break, but we should talk about this. How should we watch this Phillies team? You know how Eagles games, you treat every game like an Eagles game because there's only 16 of them?
Yeah.
Do you treat every Phillies game from here on out like an Eagles game? Or should we break it into 10? There's 41 games left. Should we do four sets of 10?
We'll answer that on the other
talk
side.
Talk about that.
Talk about that on the other side. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Mike Missanelli Show.
Fanatic.
So it's one of the coolest moments I've ever had in my life.
975 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. They're talking mostly Phillies. Eagles in the mix here and there. Still want to play Carson? I would like to hear from you if you don't care about his safety, which is fine. You don't have to care about his safety. And that manual magic. And we added two people to Club Tyrone, both on the defensive side. We're taking nominations. We're expanding. Club Tyrone was a lot of fun last night. It's a great time, and you're all welcome to be a part of it. 610-632-0975. Steve. Oh, no. No. How to watch. Before we get to Steve, we'll get you in 1 second. How to watch the games. You can't watch it like a football game.
People have been all season long.
Yeah, I have been, but you can't.
Well, we've got 41 games left, right? I think it's 41. So let's just break it into 10s. Or no, should you break it into 10s?
Not 10s. That's too much, because that's regular.
Five?
If you look at it, you break it into 10s, and it's like 16, and you're really calm, and you wait till after the 10 games, and you evaluate. I'm not going to do that, so I don't want to set something I won't do. Five.
I think I'm going every game.
Every game.
I'm going to do that.
She's going to live and die each night.
All right, then there it is.
What
do you want to do, Andrew?
I think we have
to. Do you go each series? Because if they lose tonight, but win the next two.
It's still a good series.
Yeah, you win the series. That's what gets you in the playoffs, winning series.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose tonight.
I don't want to lose. I do want to win a win streak, though.
I do, too.
We need a win streak.
If they win tonight, they win the next two after that. They sweep the Padres.
They get to six. I'm in.
Tonight's the toughest matchup.
Two sweeps in a row?
Real fast before we get to Steve. Let's check what Vegas thinks.
They may be the favorites. I may have already checked for you.
Oh, they're a favorite?
Vinny Velo the favorite tonight, huh?
Minus 112.
Yeah, stay right with you, son.
And the money's moved. They open as underdogs. The money's moved to the Phillies' favor. Phillies win tonight.
Vegas realized Charlie's still here.
Uh-huh. Phillies win tonight.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, that's exciting.
Live and die every game.
All right, then there it is. We'll just live and die with every game.
It's fine.
That's what I've been doing all year anyway.
It's fine.
Yeah, why stop now?
All right, might as well just keep doing it. Steve in South Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone. Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, listen, this is coming from a true Phillies fan. I was just talking to Mike earlier in the weekend. Let me give you my two points of why I believe as of right now after this series, okay? The first one is Charlie Manuel to me is a guy that when he's in a clubhouse, when he's in a dugout, how do you know he's not pulling a guy like a Bermuda sign and say, hey, Gene, I had a guy to hit like you a couple years in Rollins. I had a catcher, a huge with an arm like you, Bermuda. I had a guy to hit home runs, Harper, like you and Howard, and we were 7 games out with the Mets. You guys are talented. Putting aside the pitching, if it just keeps us in games, my first point is I think they can do this.
You know, I don't think the player comparison will work very much, But I do think the fact that they're not out of it would work with these guys.
Exactly. And you know what? You might think I'm crazy, but I think they've gotten a little better without anybody really knowing it. I'm going to give you an example.
All right.
Dickerson, a 300 hitter, which I thought was a steal. Morris, the only thing he's problem was he complained in the minors that he wanted to be in the bigs because he's had a season where he's hit 30-something home runs.
Wow.
They come up, they bring him up, they trade for Dickerson. He comes off the bench, boom. If he don't get the ball and get a hit, he hits the ball along to try and get a guy moved. He hits a guy or hit it on the ground.
He also gets picked off of first base.
Well, yeah, well, I think that was more the first thing, and I'm not going to make up for that. But you know what? I think they got a better bench to go along with these guys if they play their potential.
No, you're right. And the two guys that were big holes in the lineup have not been automatic outs for a full month now, and Quinn and Haseley, the two Club Tyrone guys, they've both been better. So there's no just easy outs in the lineup. Other than lately, maybe, and even Jetpacks had hit. Jetpacks have been slumping a lot. But other than that, there hasn't been just easy outs. And Hernandez has become, they're all singles, but he's become extremely consistent.
Exactly. And I just got this feeling. After they hit that grand slam, I just got the feeling.
Look at that. All right, Steve. I'm in. He's like the Black Eyed Peas. He's got a feeling.
I got it.
I did not enjoy that song.
I couldn't respond because I hate that song.
I did not enjoy that song.
No.
That came out when I was in high school.
During a particular time where I was working all these jobs. And to make extra money, I was doing a lot of wedding DJing.
Oof.
And you had to play that. Oh, can you play that?
I was requested, huh?
I love the part when they say L'chaim, because they just thought it was random. It was random that they just put that in the song.
Mazel Tov.
They say both.
They say Mazel Tov, and then they say, yeah.
Yeah, they say both.
Oh, okay,
they say both.
Yeah.
Ugh, that was a dreadful song. I'm glad they're not together anymore.
They broke up?
Yeah, Fergie went solo.
Yeah, Fergie tried singing the national anthem, remember?
I just thought that they just kind of were all doing their own. I didn't realize that they completely broke up.
No, I mean, they don't hate each other. But, like, if me, you, and Mike aren't on the show anymore, that doesn't mean we don't like each other, but we wouldn't be on the show anymore.
I thought that they dissipated, if you will.
What's the difference?
I think about, you know, when, like, Ginger left the Spice Girls. That was a breakup.
It's the same thing. The only difference is the Spice Girls kept going without her.
Okay.
Like, there's no Black Eyed Peas left.
Like Destiny's Child is cool. You are aware that they're not a group anymore, right?
Yes, but they dissipated. Did they break up?
Yes. Beyonce went solo.
Right.
Fergie went solo. They're not like... I can't believe this turned into a thing. This show...
I thought that they mutually parted ways, if you will.
That's the same.
If
you're married and somebody commits adultery and you get divorced, that's divorce, right?
Yeah.
And what happens if you, like, nobody commits adultery, just look at each other and go, you know what, this isn't cool anymore. Still a divorce,
no,
right?
No, I know, but I feel like with bands, it's a little bit different.
Is it?
I think of a break, when you say break up, I think there was like a...
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Okay, all right, fine.
They're still cool.
Fine. Like, but, when John left the Beatles, break up.
Right, but you stopped getting Beatles music, right?
Well.
And then you stopped getting Destiny's Child music. And you stopped getting Black Eyed Peas music.
No, I get it. I just thought that they all mutually agreed to part ways.
Oh, yeah? You think Bamboo or whatever from the Black Eyed Peas wouldn't like to get back together? It was mutual? Really? Okay. Yeah, guys, I agree. I don't want to make any money anymore. Because the other people could. The two of those guys got nothing going on. Although that's not true. They came out with a comic book. But
they did?
For the visually impaired. It's actually pretty cool. But
it is nice.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Like, you use your phone with it and it, like, kind of shoots out at you. So if you're, like, legally blind or whatever, you can still read the comic book because it comes right in your face. Wow. It's actually a noble thing.
That's pretty cool.
See, if the Black Eyed Peas were still together, they probably wouldn't have done that.
Okay. 610-632-0975. Big 4 o'clock hour coming up. Brian Westbrook for the entire hour. Tim McManus giving his training camp report. We're going to ask Brian some questions about Sanders and some of the running backs and just about how he would handle the rest of this preseason if he was the coach. Tyrone Johnson and for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.